The water treatment plant in Niagara Falls has capabilities that others don't, thanks to the industrial nature of the city. Last year, Executive Director of the Water Board, Paul Droff, saw the treatment of fracking fluid as a natural extension of the work the city's facilities already do. During an interview last November, Droff said the city's plant could use the business of treating fracking waste. He said it would result in lower water bills for residents.
We see this as a great opportunity to use an underused public utility to provide rate stabilization and possibly reduction.
Paul Droff is absolutely wrong.
City Councilman Glenn Shalokian co-authored the fracking treatment ordinance that is now law. He doesn't buy arguments, saying treating the toxic fluid left over from wells drilled in Pennsylvania and Ohio could bring prosperity.
Such a great idea. Another city, another state would have done this.
Calls to Paul Droff's Water Board office were not returned Tuesday, but council members anticipate the Water Board mounting a legal challenge to the new law. So Shalokian says it was written in such a way that sections of it can be ruled illegal without taking the whole thing down.
The city of Niagara Falls made a stance. The city council is 100% behind it. They passed 5-0. If they want to go to court, they're going to have to go to court to do Niagara Falls.
The council modeled their ban on similar measures enacted in Buffalo and Cleveland. Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister signed it into law Tuesday, saying he's heard a strong tide of public discontent since word leaked last fall that the Water Board had an open mind about importing fracking fluid. Deister says it became a sensitive issue for a community still smarting from Love Canal.
We're very dependent on the natural environment for our livelihood. You know, Niagara Falls is the goose that lays the golden eggs here, and so we're very concerned about water quality.
For WBFO and AM 970 News, I'm Daniel Robison.